is on edge. Opponents of military rule say they'll stay in their protest camps until ousted President Mohamed Morsi is reinstated. Authorities, citing national security, say they will use any means necessary to clear the site. Some of the protesters say the camps pose no threat.
And all of the military said that we have weapons here, that we have machine guns here, but no one have anything here, nothing. We have nothing, just our Quran.
But there have already been deadly clashes, and for all the talk of peaceful demonstrations, some at the Rabah al-Adawiyah protest camp rule out passive resistance.
They're going to definitely fight back. That's not going to happen right now.
Rights groups point to past overreach by government forces and argue against a crackdown. But they also say security concerns are real. Heba Marayef is with Human Rights Watch.
I understand security agencies believe that every day that passes with these sit-ins continuing allows for the planning of an escalation and potential counterattacks on the part of the Muslim Brotherhood in these sit-ins.
But acting on those fears, she says, could prove disastrous.
So I would argue because the police does not know how to exercise restraint, and always ends up using excessive force and killing unarmed protesters, that the cost of a forcible dispersal is not something from which Egypt can ever recover.
Some hope the military's warning to disperse is part bluff, political analyst Saeed Sadiq.
They will keep them just like that, and then most likely they will besiege them, cut the supplies, and just gradually they will be withdrawing, you know, some would leave. That's it, but I don't think they will go all the way.
He says the military knows all too well what a deadly crackdown on Islamist forces could mean.
They may start away, the last suicidal stage is, you know, terrorism. It can include planting bombs here and there like they did in 1992 against tourism and here and there. And it can be also a wave of political assassinations. It is possible. I don't exclude it.
There may be larger forces at play urging restraint, including the stream of foreign officials visiting Cairo, their presence a possible deterrent to a show of force. But after they leave, and after the holiday Eid ends next week, the danger of a showdown could reemerge. Elizabeth Barrett, VOA News, Cairo.